Hello and welcome to all you fans out there. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. And I'm looking forward to sharing a little more with you today on cross training. I know I've been talking quite a bit about cross training lately, and this will be the last I do for a while. But that's because now's a perfect time to shake things up a bit with your training. It's pretty much the off season. There's the odd race here and there, but for most of you, your major races are not until at least May of next year. So adding in cross training session now can help with keeping you fit whilst giving both your body and your mind a break from running. I'm not saying don't run at all, but you can throw in some other forms of exercise now, and that's most likely going to benefit you on race day. When you're further down into your training for your race, heading out for a bike ride, a hike, or a swim every now and then can give you a mental break, just the mental break that you're going to need from those hours and hours of running. I'm going to talk mostly about aerobic cross training here, that you should be doing strength training is a bit of a given. If you want to be a better runner, it's definitely not just a nice to have. You can swap out a running session for a cross training session. So if you're currently running four times a week, say, you can swap one of your runs for a bike, for example. So you'll still have four aerobic sessions a week and just one less running session. Or you can add in an extra aerobic session, and that can really help with the transition to more running later on. So if you've been running, say, four times a week, you can keep your four runs a week and add in a bike session and maybe a swim session now as well. Later on down the track, that bike session can transition to a run session and you can keep the swim session. So you'll be used to six aerobic sessions a week. The bike isn't so far removed from running, so you'll be able to just start at you running at sort of that higher, a slightly higher level for that fifth running session than you otherwise would have if you hadn't have included a bike now. You might actually keep that bike session each week, but drop down the duration of it so you'd still have a seventh session for the week. So that's just one example of how you can use cross training to eventually increase the amount of running you do without greatly increasing your risk of injury. As I said before, the ultimate in cross training when it comes to injury prevention is strength training. In this off season, you can maybe add in a circuit class at the gym if you wanted to, or just really make a concerted effort to do the strength training that's on your program. Yoga or Pilates, you could add those in. They're great for building the core strength that's going to help with your running. When I say core strength, I don't just mean your abdominal strength. Like pretty much any muscle that attaches onto your pelvis is going to help with core stability. Apart from strength training, I'm tending not to prescribe cross training. It doesn't mean that I don't think it's important. It's just that I'm pragmatic. If I include a swim in your program every week, for example, and you only ever do it every once in a while, and I never know whether you're going to be doing it or not, that could throw out all your other training a bit. And so rather than have to rearrange everything every day, I'd rather you tell me if you're happy to commit to a swim session or a bike session each week. Just let me know what else you're doing and then we can incorporate it into your program. And I've certainly done that with quite a few people. Personally, I think every runner should be swimming once a week. But I know from experience that the mere thought of getting your hair wet turns some people off. Look, I've got to say, swimming can be a bit of a hassle. You have to drive to the pool, get wet, shower, change. Not to mention it's a bit annoying having to pay $6 to $7 a session. That seems like it's not really got very much to do with running. But believe me, it really does. It's a great workout for runners. It helps with building core strength and upper body strength. And it can just work out some of those little aches and pains you might get from running a lot or equally sitting a lot. So if you're a runner who does both a lot of running and a lot of sitting, swimming's really a no-brainer. Cross training, as I say, like it can supplement your training, but you can overdo it. So how much cross training you should do depends on how much running you're used to, how much of that particular cross training activity you're used to, and what phase of your training you're at. So if you're in the off season, pretty much the world's your oyster as far as cross training is concerned. As a rule of thumb, if you want to just kind of keep you running at probably at least 50% of what you've been doing, but it's a great time to try out new activities. Make sure your aerobic, like your total aerobic exercise time-wise, is roughly equivalent to about 70 to 100% of your biggest running weeks when you've been training for a goal event. And then use that time, just use it to find an activity that you enjoy and one that you think you're going to be able to continue more into the pointy end of your running program. If you're in the base phase of your training program, that is pretty much when you'll be building your mileage, particularly for a half marathon or a marathon. When you're building running mileage, it's not the time to add in a whole lot of high intensity workouts, be that running or anything else. Your body still needs to take time to recover from high intensity workouts, even if it's not running. And then if you don't allow enough recovery time, you're going to be putting yourself at greater risk of injury or burnout. So strength training, great. Probably no more than two other cross training sessions a week. Swimming is great as it works different muscle groups to running. Cycling, rollers, steppers, elliptical trainers and that sort of thing, they use similar muscle groups in similar ways as running. So in this phase of your training, especially if you're wanting to build your running mileage reasonably quickly, you don't want to do too much extra training that's using the same muscle groups. So really, no matter what your cross training session is, you're going to need to take into account that recovery aspect. So an easy bike ride can be good for recovery, but it needs to be easy. Most people whose focus is running are right up to like maybe about 90 minutes, pretty easy, should be okay. As long as you're used to riding for that long, if you've only been running for 30 minutes, don't just suddenly go, oh, I might do a 90 minute bike ride. You're going to be sore for days. So an easy swim of around 30 minutes, it's not going to take you too much time to recover from either, as long as you've been doing it. If you're used to doing more, you can do more. In the race specific phase of your training program, that's when you'll be doing workouts that are specific to your race distance and your current level of fitness. I'm not going to surprise you by saying that I think you should still be swimming in that phase of your training. But the thing to remember here is that you don't want to do anything that's going to impair your running training. So a hard spin class or a circuit class at the gym the day before a 3-hour run or a hard interval session is not going to do you any favours. From time to time, I have clients who also work with personal trainers, and some of whom are great, absolutely fantastic, but some kind of seem to not really get when the main focus of their client is running that they need to work their sessions around what's on the running program. So if you do have a personal trainer, you just need to tell them you've got a hard running session coming up. You need to let them know you don't want them to overwork you. To be honest, I think that some trainers feel they aren't doing their job if their clients aren't hurting for days after every session. Let's just say that I don't actually sit in that camp. So if you're finding that you're feeling, say your legs are trash for days after a session, you need to talk to your trainer and you've got to do less. The other thing about cross-training to be effective, especially if you're using it as an extra aerobic session, you have to get good at it. You have to have a reasonable level of proficiency at whatever exercise you choose to do for cross-training. But just because you're running fit, it doesn't mean you can jump in at the deep end with your cross-training. You need to build up gradually, just as you did when you first started running. When I first started using swimming as cross training, it was because I had a back injury and I was rowing at the time. I used to run 3 to 4 times a week as cross training for rowing, but both rowing and running were pretty tough on my back and I wasn't going to stop rowing, so I had to substitute something in for running. And contrary to popular opinion, swimming's not necessarily the exercise that someone with a bad back should be doing. You have to be really careful to engage your core muscles, just to prevent your back from like sagging in the middle and arching or twisting around too much. So I started out doing 2 laps with a kickboard and short swim fins. That was it. Not those massive big swim flippery things, just some little ones that stick out maybe about, I don't know, 2 inches, which is 5 centimetres for you younger set. Sticks, you know, like that far out from your foot. So I found they really helped me get better at swimming quickly. They helped with my buoyancy and just generally helped me feel like I was getting somewhere. So within a couple of months, I was swimming 1,500 metres and able to get a pretty good workout. But that was because I wasn't trying to do a whole lot of different types of cross training. I was rowing, my main sport then, strength training and swimming. So I had a lot of time to focus on my swimming and build up gradually over those few months. So other things like cycling can be good for an easy recovery session rather than a recovery run. And that uses similar muscle groups but doesn't have the impact. And as I say, swimming is great because it's so different. It trains different muscle groups. And then if you're just conscious about engaging your core muscles, it can be really good for helping your running posture as well, just giving you a bit more strength in your upper body than you normally would just from running alone. You just got to remember that if running is what you want to get better at, cross training should be enhancing your running, not detracting from it. So if you're finding that you're struggling with your running sessions, it might be that your cross training is the problem. So just got to be wary of not doing too much in that. So to sum it all up, got to keep in mind that all physical activity you do will have an impact on your fatigue level. Don't overdo your cross training, particularly if your running mileage is building up. If it's the off season, as I've said, you can knock yourself out with cross training as long as you're okay with doing less running and losing a bit of running fitness. But that can like really work wonders just to freshen you up mentally and help when you do get back into full on running training. Great to choose an activity that allows you to use muscles that are different to the ones you use in running. And really important, make your cross training an activity that you enjoy or think you could enjoy if you got better at it. And I reckon probably the most important thing is you don't do cross training workouts that leave you sore for running. Don't prioritize that cross training over your running. And just as you do with your running, reduce your cross training activities during your taper. And of course, make sure when you introduce cross training that you build up to any new cross training gradually. So with a bit of luck, I'm now going to be inundated with emails telling me that you want to include cross training in your program.